When you step away from a friend who's hurting you, who's dragging you down, you do feel that loss, especially if you've been close to them for a long time. And also, you might face some serious opposition. That friend might say, well, who are you? What are you doing here? They might attack you for your belief that, you know, here in the Eucharist, the God of the universe can actually give you what your heart desires. It's going to be hard, but here's why it's worth it. Jesus did this to Peter. Get behind me, Satan. That showed Peter he's in the wrong. If Jesus would have been like, oh, sure, Peter, you know what? We don't need that cross after all. Peter would have just stayed right there where he was in that false understanding of what true love and salvation looks like. And if you, likewise, don't call your friends out, don't step away from them when they are trying to lead you down, they might never have a chance to change either. You actually might be the one who leads them to Christ. Because think about this. You step away from them as they try and drag you down. What are you stepping towards? Christ. You become someone who literally can lead them to Christ. Maybe the only person. Maybe the person they need most. Think about that today. Who are your friends? Are they really leading you to God, helping you become a more mature and virtuous person? It's so awesome. Give thanks to God and really take time to think of how helpful that is in your life, how much you need to appreciate these friends. But if you don't, if your friends are dragging you down or they're just not willing to at least encourage you in what you're doing, then it's time to step away. It's time to not reject them, not like deny them or ignore them, but say, no, I'm not going to go to that party with you. I'll come hang out with you when we're doing things that are not immoral. But in the meantime, I'm going to go find some new friends, which is why here at the Newman Center, we're so focused on forming a good community. We put so much prayer, time, effort, money into forming the Newman community so that students here on campus can have another option. If they have to step away from friends who are hurting them, they can come here, find new good friends, and then we hope and we pray, bring those other friends, their old friends, in with them as well. What a gift. And that's happened. It doesn't always happen as quickly as we'd like. But one person who finally woke up and said, I'm going to be intentional about growing in holiness, even when it requires sacrificing my old way of life and my old friends, they come, they change, and their old friends come along with them sometime after. That's why saying, no, I'm not going to follow you into sin, telling them, man, this is not going to bring you happiness. That's really what Jesus is doing, telling Peter this, you're missing the truth. When we do that, we become the light that friend might need most to bring them to Christ.